This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order. A world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders.
9, 3, 0, 2, 8.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
That would authorize to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. But homeland is part of the battlefield, and people could be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. All Blessed and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism with all of you deplorables out there. So welcome to the show. I could not resist it. My fellow deplorables. Yes, my fellow deplorables. Yes, you are so deplorable. And we're going to be talking about how deplorable you really truly can be to people who don't like you. And bring a basket with you. We're going to bring a basket full of deplorables wherever you go. That's just sort of my motto. By the way, voting, vote early and vote often, which is always the Democratic way of doing business. And we're not saying go out and be unlawful. We're just saying go out and vote. You know, get even, vote, go out and vote, and physically go out and vote. That's going to be one of the things we're going to be talking about in this hour. Also, what is going on with the NFL? Is it just sort of fraying? I mean, here it is Sunday, and I haven't checked the sports sides of things yet to find out how many people did not stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. We do know that the Pledge of Allegiance scourge that has been started by Colin Kaepernick of the 49ers has really started to spread and is really starting to irritate a lot of Americans. So we're going to have an answer for you for that one. And what in the world is going on in New York and New Jersey and Minnesota? Are there ISIS attacks coming your way? And the answer is yes. There's going to be more ISIS attacks because, you know, there's nothing like a good crisis to create more crisis, which creates more crisis so that the totalitarians, well, they can rule you. This is how they act. This is what they do. And the queen of crisis, the queen of histrionics, as I say, Hillary Rodham Clinton, she seems to be slipping more and more in the polls. In fact, we just found out that the latest USC LA Times poll shows that as of this morning, Sunday morning, She's down by 7 to Donald Trump. He's up by 7. I mean, what? Where did that all come from? 2 weeks ago, Trump was down. Now he's up. And I don't think he's coming back down. No, I don't think so. It looks like all the polls that are starting to come in, even in the so-called battleground states, are starting to show Trump is starting to really move ahead. Now, was it because of the thing that happened last Sunday with the 911, the 9/11 situation where she fainted and so on, and what that whole thing looked like? Was it the email scandal that's going on? Was it her calling her fellow Americans deplorable? A basket of deplorables. Was it that? Well, I think it's been part of that. I think finally people, when that happened, that was a week ago Friday, and I think that when that happened, people just said, that's it. That's enough. We've had enough of the elitism that's been going on with the Clintons. Plus, everybody's starting to figure out. I mean, and again, this is how you deal with the masses, how you get the information out there. And they're not listening to the mainstream media anymore, the masses. They're listening to us. They're listening to the alternative media. They're going out and they're fact-checking. And it's really kind of interesting, you know, you tinfoil hat thinkers. I have been absolutely bemused by this, and I've been bringing this up here the last 3 days on the radio show, to watch. You need to watch these mainstream media outlets. CNN in particular seem to be quite comedic. Of course, their ratings are just in the trash, CNN. And they are just absolute Trump haters over there. It just amazes me. They just, you know. Anyway, but the point is that the mainstream media guys, you know, because they're not tinfoil, they don't think. They're not thinkers. They're just, you know, the mainstream media has been told not to think, so therefore I am not a thinker. That's basically the reporters are. And I've dealt with reporters over the years, and one of the things I noticed way back the first time I ever dealt with reporters internationally all at one time, I know a lot of people have never had this experience, was back in the 1988 Olympics when I was the handler for one Janet Evans gold medal winner, won 3 gold medals in the 88 Olympics. And I was inundated in my office in my school as an assistant principal. I was inundated with literally hundreds of calls every day. I was driving the secretarial staff nuts. And we took it. We did it because she was a student of ours. And it was interesting. The reporters would come in and want to ask all these different questions. Well, it was overwhelming because we had hundreds of reporters sometimes coming from as far away as China to visit the school and visit, you know, me and all that stuff and do interviews. And it was really overwhelming. So we had to kind of get a handle on this massive press thing going on. And so I really was very, very impressed by a few of the reporters and not impressed by most of the reporters. Now, I say that because I'm bringing you the educator part of it to me, to this issue here. As an educator, here I am, a school administrator, a vice principal, and I'm in large and in charge, and I'm watching this parade of hundreds of reporters from all around the world, including communist reporters, because remember, communism was really strong in East Europe and so on. We still had Eastern Europe, the East Bloc, and the Soviet Union was still intact. And you know, these reporters were just they were very much like the reporters today that you find on mainstream media. They're being told what to do, and they're scripted, and they do it. And so, therefore, that's how they act. You know, there's no thinking that goes on with them. There's no logic process. Then there's no writing. There's no inquiry. There's no research that they do. So I figured out very quickly in my position that what I had was a large group of people that were reporting out to the world, and these people needed direction. So I said to myself, well, after about a week of dealing with these people during school and having to deal with all this stuff, I said, let's put out a press release every day so we can tell what is truly going on with Janet and school and all this other stuff. So we put out a press release. And, you know, it was the easiest thing in the world to do. We put out a press release, and we put out a stack of 100 to 200 of these press releases on a chair in the front of the school office. And the reporters, rather than dog me all the time and call me all the time, they'd come scrambling up for that press release. And boy, they grab it. They grab onto it. And pretty soon I'd start to find out that press release, word for word, what I wrote, was being published all around the world. And I said to myself, now that's really reporting now, isn't it? And, you know, that's really what happens. I was the government for these people. And I was putting out the words. I was putting out the narrative, if you will. And that's exactly what we have. The narrative from the government to most listeners now in this world with the internet and with the alternative media and the breakdown of the mainstream media, it's different. The narrative is coming from us, individual Americans now. We're shaping the narrative that they cannot shape any longer. This is success for us, ladies and gentlemen. The First Amendment, it is working. Freedom of press, freedom of speech, freedom, it's all working. All elements of the First Amendment are working. This is how our Constitution was supposed to work in times of tyrants. And oh, by the way, I love how our Constitution has worked in times of tyrants with the Second Amendment. How do we Americans react when our Second Amendment rights are being threatened? I got the biggest grin on my face, and I will say this forever. What do we do as Americans? We go out and buy more guns and more ammunition, and we train and we practice. We get ready for the worst of what a tyrant might bring us. And you know what, ladies and gentlemen? They're uncomfortable because of that. They're so uncomfortable that they're showing their cowardice. And they're being reduced to what? They're being reduced to name-calling. Frivolous activities. Are they dangerous? Yes, they are. They were dangerous Friday night, Saturday, in New York, in New Jersey, in Syria, and in Minnesota. They're still dangerous, and we have to keep our eye on the ball. Which is who? President Barack Hussein Obama and Hillary Rodham Clinton. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Talking about America's decline, the liars that rule, the impending police state, the collapse of the dollar and the economy, or the loss of electricity due to an EMP? Well, it's just talk. A wise man does more. He prepares. Whatever the trigger or disaster, you cannot depend on your local grocer, the big box store, or any government handouts to feed your family. So reclaim your independence and food freedom by purchasing Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com. Numana Food Storage meals are individually wrapped and placed in a reusable bucket. Numana meals are delicious. Potato cheese casserole, beans and rice, pancakes, pasta primavera, habanero chili, and more. No MSG, no preservatives, no high fructose corn syrup, no GMOs. Nutritious food to feed your family, friends, and assembly at a very reasonable price, under $2 a meal, so you can have a better shot at surviving the tough times. With a shelf life of 25 years, it's food insurance and food assurance. You'll need to add the fire in the water. Make the wise choice. Order Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com today. foodforliberty.com.
And we're back here, burning down the house. The house of Huth. No, we can't say that. We're in the house of Huth. We're high atop Mount Huth in the bunker, deeply ensconced in the bunker, and we're not letting anybody in. By the way, we are a drone-free area. We have a great perimeter around. Wiki's looking for drones right now inside the studio. We have a drone-free area. He's taking the pictures, checking out to see whether or not the drones are high atop Mount Huth. By the way, it's when you're high atop Mount Huth, you have to take a chairlift to get up here. It's just unbelievable. And the view high atop Mount Huth, you can see the chemtrails for miles. And this is no joke. Now, I'm going to be serious. I am serious. We have, I think, the best place to view and witness chemtrails being laid down on a consistent basis high atop Mount Huth. It's just incredible. We have a view where we sit in Northern California. And by the way, if you're not into the chemtrail thing, and you know we're another conspiracy theorist type of thing and tinfoil hat thinking, they're poisoning you every single day with a nanoparticulate matter, ladies and gentlemen. This is how sinister this whole thing is. About population control. This is the stuff I deal with. I know this stuff. We talk about this. We have Dane Wigington on. There's the other thing with vaccines. They're trying to depopulate us through vaccines. They're certainly trying to depopulate and control the population through chemtrails, as they're called, geoengineering or climate engineering, every single day. Now, I know it's tinfoil hat thinking to some, how they spray us with the airplanes, but just watch an airplane up in the air about 25 and 30,000 feet, and you'll see them the big stream of white trail following the plane. Normally, that's condensation that you see behind the airplane, and it just dissipates within seconds. But what about the ones that stay and linger? And they linger, and they linger. And then you'll notice in some places that they just run patterns. I mean, there's hundreds of patterns up in the sky. And sometimes they play tic-tac-toe or they run figure of eights. I mean, it's just – and we've seen it all where we're located in Northern California. We have a tremendous vantage point to watch this all play out, and we see it. Where we're at high atop Mount Huth is we can look out towards the northwest where you have the Pacific Ocean and you have Oregon and California coming together, and it's kind of pointed out there in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. And the jet stream happens to come right down between Oregon and California. That's fundamentally where it goes. It's a perfect place to distribute weather. Well, they chemtrail this area all the time. So we see it. I mean, and we it's like clockwork. We can see the chemtrailing happening, and 2 or 3 days later, we hear about massive floodings in different parts of the country. Texas rings a bell, right? Those of you that are in Texas listening to the radio show, and I have relatives who, by the way, moved to Texas over a year ago, got caught in the flooding. They flooded out the business that my brother started, basically. It was all flooded out, and he didn't believe in this stuff. And then I started to have to inform him and say, hey, bro, every single time we see the chemtrails, Texas gets hit. And all of a sudden, now we got more believers out there in Texas about what's going on. But we see it here. We see it. It's just right in front of us. And that's why I say, does it sound like we're a little kind of kooky over this chemtrail business and geoengineering? We are, because we see it and we can witness it. But it's a nanoparticulate matter that is really most disturbing. And what it does, because they're metal metallic parts, aluminum oxides and so on, that get into your bloodstream and can create some real serious damage. Autism, the autism spectrum, by the way, has been exploded since the 1990s. And they've been doing geoengineering seriously with these aluminum oxides. And by the way, there's copyright patents on all this stuff. You can go check that out, actually. James Chang, I think, is the one that's a big, heady one from Santa Ana, California. See, that's how detailed we've gotten into this stuff. But this stuff has, you know, been what we think is a major leader in autism and the autism spectrum conditions. But more importantly, they talk about man-made global warming, right? Or man-made climate change. If you look at geoengineering, that's what they're doing. That is the man-made climate change. If you take geoengineering out of the equation and let nature go back to being what it was or what it is or what it should be, we don't have that man-made climate change that's happening. No, we have the natural cycles that are supposed to happen in our atmosphere that they're interrupting. So anyway, I did want to get off on the tangent. But what I wanted to do was kick off our position here on Agenda 21 Radio about the national anthem and about the people that are sitting out the national anthem for all the wrong reason. The national anthem, in my opinion, the protest that started is started with ISIS. This is an Islamic jihad activity. This whole thing, and they started with Colin Kaepernick. Colin Kaepernick is now believed to be a Muslim. He's converted to Islam. And before he did that, he was being groomed at the White House by the president and Michelle Obama. You can go back and check our stories. He was, in my opinion, he's been, as an agent, as a person that is of interest to the general public, he has been groomed to literally do this. And so his protestation about Black Lives Matter, and by the way, Black Lives Matter is all about killing white cops. I don't care what you say. The reputation is there. We're going to go back to Ferguson. Let's go back. You want to have the conversation about Ferguson? You want to go have the conversation about Brown and Wilson, the officer? We'll have that conversation. I know Michael Brown. I know Michael Brown. I worked with Michael Brown for 26 years. I know what was in that kid's head and in his bloodstream, a lot of THC. And he was acting like a monster, which is very typical of people who smoke a lot of marijuana, especially the high content THC, and especially at his age, 18, has a particular effect. And he became a monster, and he tried to kill and shoot a police officer. He provoked it after stealing small cigars to make blunts from a store, strong arm robbery. He prompted that. He tried to kill the officer. The officer shot him in self-defense, but no. We have to come up with a different narrative to create a crisis, which is exactly what this president does. And that crisis was Ferguson. And Black Lives Matter, a George Soros-funded group, is out killing cops now. Because they're saying that cops kill blacks disproportionately when the facts don't match up in just about every single one of these situations. Now, I'm not saying that that doesn't happen. And I'm not saying that some cops are not overbearing in some of the things they do. But I believe in the justice system to follow that through, not in a corrupt justice system like we saw in the handling of Trayvon Martin and certainly in the case of Ferguson. Totally corrupt justice system, totally corrupt president, totally corrupt attorney general and FBI that have been engaging in trying to destroy the legal system and the order of law, the rule of law in this country. That's what they're trying to do with this Black Lives Matter business. And Colin Kaepernick is a part of it. Now, I love Colin Kaepernick. I have been a fan since he was at the University of Nevada, Reno. I went and saw some of his games in Reno. A brilliant young man. But he has gone through a conversion where he is now an Islamist jihadist. And he is spreading this stuff, the lie about Black Lives Matter, all around the nation through his demonstration. Kids in high schools in the peewee football are taking a knee to support Colin Kaepernick. They don't know what they're taking a knee for. The NFL is responsible for that. And I am not going to participate. I am not going to buy their products by watching their products. I'm not going to participate with the NFL anymore. I'm declaring a day in which I think that everybody in the United States can make a statement to the NFL. It's a simple way to do it. And this is what I'm proposing. I'm proposing that on Sunday, October 9th, that we not watch any NFL programming, period, end of subject. One day prohibition on watching the NFL. Anything. Don't buy anything. Don't do anything. One day to send a statement to them. That's called money. And their commissioner, who should be fired, by the way, their commissioner, make him accountable. Make the NFL accountable to the product that they're selling us. It worked with Target. They're hurting bad. We can put the hurt. You know, it's like an old football term I used to use when I was coach football. Put the hurt on the guy. Let's put the hurt on the NFL. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Join the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Talking about America's decline, the liars that rule, the impending police state, the collapse of the dollar and the economy, or the loss of electricity due to an EMP? Well, it's just talk. A wise man does more. He prepares. Whatever the trigger or disaster, you cannot depend on your local grocer, the big box store, or any government handouts to feed your family. So reclaim your independence and food freedom by purchasing Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com. Numana Food Storage meals are individually wrapped and placed in a reusable bucket. Numana meals are delicious. Potato cheese casserole, beans and rice, pancakes, pasta primavera, habanero chili, and more. No MSG, no preservatives, no high fructose corn syrup, no GMOs. Nutritious food to feed your family, friends, and assembly at a very reasonable price, under $2 a meal, so you can have a better shot at surviving the tough times. With a shelf life of 25 years, it's food insurance and food assurance. You'll need to add the fire in the water. Make the wise choice. Order Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com today. Foodforliberty.com.
The Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots presents the Yuba City City Council Candidates Debate, Monday, September 19th, 2016, 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. at the Church of Glad Tidings at 1179 Eager Road. The Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots invite you to the first in a series of 2016 General Election Candidates Debate. All Yuba City City Council candidates have been invited to attend. Candidates who have agreed to attend is Fotin, Holly Pascal-Priva, Sean Harris, Wade Kirchner, Jason Reichert, and Dina Walker. The candidates have agreed to share their positions on the major issues facing the Sutter Yuba area and Yuba City in particular. Everyone is invited to attend. There is no membership requirement and no charge. Doors open at 6 p.m. Come early to socialize with like-minded patriots and enjoy the refreshments and get a front row seat. Please contact Larry Mertz at 530-713-6826. That's the Yuba City City Council Candidates Debate, sponsored by the Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots. September 19th, 2016, Church of Glad Tidings. Be there.
The affirmative task we have now is to actually create a new world order.
And we're back here on Gen 21 Radio. And again, October 9th is the date that we are setting for I guess you would say we're going to boycott the NFL. And it's a real simple thing. Send a message. Don't watch NFL anything the entire day. Just don't turn it on. We can make a statement, and together we can put the NFL in its place and tell them, look, we don't want to buy your product anymore. We don't want to watch your product until you get your players in line. Now, I mean this. They do not have a right, in my opinion, to express themselves in that format. They offend me. They offend me enormously, and therefore the NFL offends me. If we don't get this stopped and stemmed with the NFL, and by the way, I'm telling you, I do not believe it's the players, and I do not believe it's the coaches. I do not believe it's the owners. I believe it is the leadership of the NFL, who we have understood for a long time, and we've been saying this for a long time on the radio show, not maybe as passionately as we should. We've seen the compromising of the NFL for a number of things. I'm going to go back to Tim Tebow. Now I've said that, and you're seeing Colin Kaepernick, who's made a conversion to Islam. At least those are the latest reports we have. And we've seen his behavior, and we know that he's been meeting with the president and Mrs. Obama. He's been groomed. This is the grooming process. It goes on all the time in Islam. Take a good Christian fella, give him money, give him support, and make a leader out of him. Oh, go support what we're doing with Islam. And that's what he's doing. He's Black Lives Matter, who, by the way, is supported by who? The president. Black Lives Matter is a bunch of killing thugs who want to kill white cops. They've been very clear about that. Pigs in a blanket. And who supports it? President Barack Hussein Obama. Who supports it? Colin Kaepernick. I think we can make that connection of the dots now, can't we? And he stands and he puts a knee down in defiance, in an offense towards me and every other American out there. And that's not his forum to do it. We watch TV. We go to those games with the anticipation that players and athletes will give us a good show, basically. They're not giving us that show anymore. And I'm saying, listen, if the leadership, the management of the NFL were not, in my opinion, influenced by CARE and the Muslim Brotherhood, and this has been going on and suspected for years, by the way, and if you go back and you start to take a look at how the Muslim Brotherhood has influenced various other cultural aspects of America, you'll see it. It's obvious. This is our statement to say no more to that. We are on to cultural jihad, and game is over for NFL. And of course, you got to understand something. Islam wants to destroy anything culturally American. They want to destroy football, American-style football. And in places where they have been influencing others, and in communities and small communities, they've done tests all around the nation, by the way. And I've seen this. I've seen this play. I saw it as a school principal, high school assistant principal. Now, I'll tell you a story about a cloud-driven strategy that happened in Orange County, California, back in the 90s, because I was down there. I was a school administrator down there at Esperanza High School, a large high school. And I'll tell you what, we're 3,000 students strong. We were one of the top schools, academically, athletic, all aspects, in the nation. In the nation. We had, you go to one of our football games, you'd have a home game, would easily have 5,000 to 8,000 people. That's a lot of people going to a high school football game. Of course, the other team might not have as many, but I'll tell you a story about cultural jihad for high schools, and it's going on in your communities right now. And this is what's happening. And by the way, it goes to the refugee programs, everything that they're starting to bring into the cultural aspects of America right now, right? What about these refugees that are coming in from Islamic countries? Do they speak any English? No. And by the way, a little twist. Back in the 90s, or in the late 80s and 90s, we had another huge influx of immigrants that came and were really impacting communities in negative ways. But we had an issue in California about what language do we teach these kids coming in. And we said it's English and English only. And we went through the whole bilingual education business from the communists within the L.A. Unified School District. I went head-to-head with some of these people, and they are card-carrying La Raza, anyone, baby? You know, that judge that Trump took on, La Raza? I'll say it right here. Trump was absolutely right. That guy's loyalty is more towards La Raza, the race, as it's called, than to you as an American. First and foremost, it's his racist animus towards white people in particular. That's the way that judge thinks. I know these La Raza people. And Mecha. Yeah, I know them. But I've seen the cultural jihad that's happened in these communities, especially towards American-style football. And one night, we had a football game with Santa Ana Valley. I'll never forget this. Santa Ana Valley High School had a population of around 4,000 students. And I got a call just before game time. We're gathering up my staff. We're all gathering up all the stuff for the tickets and the money and all that stuff. And I get a phone call on my inside line. I answered. It's the activities director, vice principal at Santa Ana Valley. He says, Paul, I just sold another ASB card. And I said, really? Great. Okay. And he says, I want you to have the name of the student. And the student's name, he gave it. And I said, okay. And he said, and I'm kind of like going, here it is. It's like fourth game in the season. We're well into October. And I'm saying ASB card. ASB card is a discount card. You probably buy them at your schools. We had at our school at Esperanza of 3,000 students, we had about a 98% participation rate of people buying the card. And I said to him, I said, wow, that's pretty exciting. I said, so you sold another ASB card. I said, what's so exciting about this ASB card? He says, that makes 67 cards this year. And I said, 67 cards? And he said, yeah. I said, I've sold 67 ASB cards this year. And I said, wait a minute. Don't all of your athletes in the fall have to have these cards? Oh, yeah. And I said, what about the rest of the student body? He says, well, they don't buy the cards. I said, what do you mean? He said, Paul, he says, you just don't understand. We have over 85 languages on our campus right now with all the immigrants that are here. I said, what? 85 languages. I said, how do you do things? He said, it's very difficult. And he says, some of these people are trying to speak to them, and they're trying to teach them in their own native tongue. I said, 85 languages? He says, that's right. And I said, well, how many people will show up at the game tonight? He said, maybe 10 or 20. At the game is San. So we go to the game, 8,000 people on our side and on his side. Well, there was a band consisted of a drummer, a trombonist, and somebody with a cornet. That was the band. There were three cheerleaders, and the stands were empty. That was it. That was it. That's cultural jihad in American-style football. That was back in 1990. That's how long this has been going on, ladies and gentlemen. And I know I'm speaking truth out there to other communities that have had this happen to them. How many communities, like in New York, upstate New York and in New Jersey, they don't play American-style football anymore? Oh, no, they don't have homecomings for football players and for football games anymore. Why? Because they're playing soccer. They've replaced American-style football with European-style soccer. No more football. The cultural jihad on football is playing out right before your eyes, and we're going to take a stand. That's why I say come October 9th, we need to make a stand. By the way, it doesn't mean that we can't turn them off later on, too. They will lose a lot of money, and that's the only thing that these people understand. If they realize people are turning off the NFL, they'll make management changes. And they might perhaps get away from the thinking of the Muslim Brotherhood and care. Unless you have maybe, if we find out that the NFL commissioner has converted to Islam. Now that would just really lose it now for us, wouldn't it? Anyway, we got a lot of stuff coming up. And, you know, it's amazing how quick 3 hours go. We're going to be talking about more stuff related to marijuana and some of the NFL players that are out there smoking marijuana and thinking, oh, it's just great to play football stoned. And I have some stories about that, stoned athletes. By the way, if you're a coach out there and you suspect that other teams are playing stoned and under the influence, you might want to scout the players that you think are stoned and under the influence. And guess what? Run at them. Throw at them. Tackle them. Because they can't play as well as your people that are not stoned. The fallacy of being able to perform better under the influence is just that, a fallacy. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
talking about America's decline, the liars that rule, the impending police state, the collapse of the dollar and the economy, or the loss of electricity due to an EMP? Well, it's just talk. A wise man does more. He prepares. Whatever the trigger or disaster, you cannot depend on your local grocer, the big box store, or any government handouts to feed your family. So reclaim your independence and food freedom by purchasing Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com. Numana Food Storage meals are individually wrapped and placed in a reusable bucket. Numana meals are delicious. Potato cheese casserole, beans and rice, pancakes, pasta primavera, habanero chili, and more. No MSG, no preservatives, no high fructose corn syrup, no GMOs. Nutritious food to feed your family, friends, and assembly at a very reasonable price, under $2 a meal, so you can have a better shot at surviving the tough times. With a shelf life of 25 years, it's food insurance and food assurance. You'll need to add the fire in the water. Make the wise choice. Order Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com today. Foodforliberty.com.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, great article. I've been trying to get to this for days and days and days, and now I'm here. Hillary's totalitarian moment. And I was referring to this earlier in the show, I think the second hour. You know, we've just covered so much territory, but this is something so that you understand that there's a certain mindset that goes on with the totalitarians to prep the population, to get you ready for the next step, okay, which is ultimately total control over you. Now, we Americans are, of course, averse to any of this kind of stuff because we're free thinkers. We've got the Constitution to protect us. So we don't have the Constitution if it's being constantly eroded away from us. And that's what the left has been doing. And now what's happening is we're calling them out and the subtlety is going away. And now I'm going to relieve you of another subtlety. First of all, it's the terminology known as objectification, how you hate something, how you label something or some person and then attack them after that is objectification. Now, the greatest example of that where it's been done by all totalitarians, but Adolf Hitler and the Jews. The whole objectification process, you know, the movies, the cartoons, all that stuff is objectification. Of course, we're doing that with Hillary Clinton. We're doing that with Donald Trump, his hair. I mean, you start figuring out. But the objectification, where the means is we're going to control you, is a little bit different. So this article, which was written by Ron Maxwell, I picked up on Zero Hedge, and it's really a great example. I'm going to read a few lines. It says, the dehumanization and objectification of political adversaries as preparation and justification for mass murder came into sharp focus as an effective weapon during the French Revolution. It says, the specific insults morph to fit the circumstances and the times, but each insult is designed to have the same effect, to dehumanize and to objectify a group of people in opposition to the dominant group that has seized power and the legal mechanisms of the state. California. Jerry Brown has seized the legal mechanisms of the state. He has. Got to remember, when he's done, if he leaves California as the governor, he might stay around as El Presidente in a dictatorship. And I've said that. I call him El Presidente. We've got a partial list here that I'm going to read to you of defamatory names and condemnations as utilized by tyrannical regimes as well as the fate meted out to the people that were branded as such. Now, this goes back to 1793 in France, en français. Enemies of the people. These are terms that were used to identify you if you weren't going along with what the government complex wanted in France in 1793. Enemies of the people. Enemies of the revolution. Girondist, indulgence, aristocrats, criminal clergy, criminals against liberty, mass execution. This is what happened as a result of this. The terminology that was being used in this, these are the things that came about. Mass execution by guillotine in Paris and cities across France. Genocide against the Catholic clergy and nuns and laity of the La Vérendrye in Russia, 1917. These are the terms that were used. Bourgeoisie, capitalist, counter-revolution. Capitalists. hey, Paul, they're using that against me, and I'm, you know, I'm a business owner and I'm a capitalist. And this, I'm speaking to you. You bet. You, you deplorable you. All of you deplorables out there, you getting the drift? Counter-revolutionary, reactionaries, political deviants, kulaks, czarists, Trotskyites, mental defectives. Mental defectives. Mass execution by firing squads, mass graves, imprisonment, and torture in various prisons. Millions starved to death, others sentenced to hard labor in Siberia. Millions in the Crimea area starved to death. China, 1966, class enemies, landlords, bad elements, rightists, rich peasants, impure elements, revolutionists, re-education camps, sanctioned mass murders by the Red Guards, torture, imprisonment, and starvation. Just to mention a few. Oh, 2016, USA. First on the list is the word deplorables, racist, sexist, homophobes, xenophobes, and Islamophobes, and irredeemables. Now, even irredeemable, I think that was Tim Kaine, isn't that right? Was he, Ricky, was Tim Kaine the one who used the terms irredeemables? Oh, it was Hillary. Oh, okay. Oh, you know, I'm sorry. I forgot that. It was Hillary. It was Hillary. It says, what makes these derogatory blanket terms salient and potentially dangerous is that they were intentionally uttered publicly in front of an audience of admirers, just like Hillary Clinton did a week ago. Who within 2 months may be elected as president of the United States in possession of the levers of state power, and she knowingly used these defamatory, inflammatory, dehumanizing terms to describe en masse tens of millions of Americans. What do you think she's going to do with that information, ladies and gentlemen? Now, coming on the heels of this, the Wikiman pulls up another article that just came out. It comes out from the Gospel Coalition. And are you ready for this? This is just an amazing timing, especially with, and again, are they coordinating her terminology with other things that are going on by utilizing our own Civil Rights Commission, who just recently issued a report that implies that religious believers' support of religious liberty is often motivated by more than hate than by adherence to God's revelation. This is what they come up with. It says the U.S. Commission on Civil Rights and an independent bipartisan agency established in 1957. Now, this is what they just recently found. It says, the basic conclusion of a 306-page report is that religious exemptions to the protections of civil rights based upon classifications such as race, colors, natural origin, sex, disability, status, sexual orientation, and gender identity, when they are permissible, significantly infringe upon these civil rights. You know, and I'm going to have the conversation. You know how the Bible feels about homosexuality. That's what I'm talking about. So anything that the left deems to be despicable and deplorable and demeanable, offensive, that's in the Bible in terms of aberrant behavior that might be singled out by the Bible, that's what they're talking about. That's the Civil Rights Commission saying that the Bible is offensive. That's where we come to, ladies and gentlemen. That's not where we're going. We have one person at a time behind us. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
My best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
.com.
The Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots presents the Yuba City City Council Candidates Debate, Monday, September 19th, 2016, 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. at the Church of Glad Tidings at 1179 Eager Road. The Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots invite you to the first in a series of 2016 General Election Candidates Debate. All Yuba City City Council candidates have been invited to attend. Candidates who have agreed to attend is Fotin, Holly Pascal-Priva, Sean Harris, Wade Kirchner, Jason Reichert, and Dina Walker. The candidates have agreed to share their positions on the major issues facing the Sutter Yuba area and Yuba City in particular. Everyone is invited to attend. There is no membership requirement and no charge. Doors open at 6 p.m. Come early to socialize with like-minded patriots and enjoy the refreshments and get a front row seat. Please contact Larry Mertz at 530-713-6826. That's the Yuba City City Council Candidates Debate, sponsored by the Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots. September 19th, 2016, Church of Glad Tidings. Be there.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, some quick headlines before we depart here on Agenda 21 Radio. And by the way, report, leaders of Somali-American community ID slain Minnesota mall stabber. Just a little tidbit going on there. And he was yelling Allah Akbar, and he was asking people before he stabbed them if they were Muslims. If they weren't Muslims, he didn't stab them. Police say three previous contacts with attacker, but won't give his name yet. I just love that little game that everybody's playing. New York City explosion, 29 injured. Let's see. Breitbart, you're better than that. A Drudge report. This is some of the headlines. Clinton losing Hispanics. Obama, do it for me. Now, if you haven't heard this one, he's going out and telling all blacks that they have to vote for Hillary and do it for me for my legacy. Now, I don't know if that's called racist or racism or just a race baiting incident by our bigot in chief, President Barack Hussein Obama. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, it doesn't get any more racist than that when he goes out. This is the, and of course, black voters turning against Hillary. LA poll, of course, covered this one, 7%, up 7 points on Hillary. We've also got 50 Trumpian days that will shake the world. We're going to talk about that a little bit later. Not today. We're out of time. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. All you deplorables, I love you deplorables. You're my kind of people. This is deplorable radio. Radio. We're now known as deplorable radio. Deplorableradio.com. I better not say that. People might want to create a radio show about that. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, a21r.com, and you can email me at paul@a21r.com. And remember, like I say at this time of the show, stay strong, America. Stay strong. And remember, we are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.